Prosecutors charge 10 over Macau casino laundering network. Prosecutors in Yunlin have indicted 10 people over a gambling-linked money laundering scheme that moved more than 33 billion New Taiwan dollars through Macau casinos. The case highlights how online gambling networks are using cross-border casino transactions to disguise illicit funds and evade financial controls. Scheme used credit cards and casino chips. According to the Yunlin District Prosecutor's Office, the investigation began in November after authorities received intelligence about a group recruiting money mules to transfer funds overseas. Raids across Taipei, Taichung, and New Taipei led to nearly 24 arrests. Investigators said the group operated an online gambling network and used recruits' credit cards to move funds disguised as prepayments. These transactions increased the cardholders' spending limits, allowing larger volumes of money to be processed. Recruits were then sent to Macau, where they used the credit cards at casinos to purchase chips, carry out minimal gambling activity, and later cash out the chips as legitimate funds. Prosecutors said the mules received commissions of between 3% and 4.5% for their role in the operation. Macau laundering operation with key suspects on the run. Authorities said the structure relied on the scale and liquidity of Macau casinos, where large cash volumes and customer transactions made it easier to cycle funds. The process allowed illicit money to be converted into funds that appeared legal after passing through casino systems. Investigators traced more than 278 million New Taiwan dollars directly processed through recruited mules, while total flows across linked accounts reached 33 billion New Taiwan dollars. Prosecutors identified two main suspects, a 37-year-old man surnamed Shen and a 36-year-old man surnamed Lin, as central figures in the operation. Both remain at large and are wanted under 20-year arrest warrants. Authorities said Shen and Lin worked with accomplices to design and manage the laundering system, coordinating recruitment, financial transfers, and overseas casino activity. What happens next? The suspects have been charged under Taiwan's Money Laundering Control Act and related offenses. Further proceedings will depend on the arrest of the remaining suspects and the outcome of court hearings. The case is expected to draw continued attention from regulators and law enforcement, particularly around how gambling-linked financial flows move across jurisdictions and how oversight gaps can be exploited.